Nolte, Democrat-run cities see explosion of hate crimes. By John Nolte on August 30, 2023. The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism found that hate crimes are exploding in Democrat-run cities, reports the far-left Axios. Naturally, Axios doesn't inform its readers that every single one of these hate crime hotbeds is run exclusively by Democrats. In most cases, Democrats have ruled these hate-filled cities without any Republican opposition for decades. In Democrat-run Chicago, hate crimes are up. This is not a typo, 84.6% over last year. Chicago has been run by Democrats since 1931. Watch, brawl breaks out at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. In Democrat-run Austin, hate crimes have surged 58.6%. Austin is one of the most left-wing cities on the planet. Watch, driver mows down, drags wheelchair-bound man in shocking hit and run. In Democrat-run Los Angeles, hate crimes are up 40.6%. Los Angeles has had only one Republican mayor in 62 years. Watch, violent clash outside Glendale School District meeting on LGBTQ studies. In Democrat-run Philadelphia, hate crimes are up 26.5%. Democrats have run Philly since 1952. Watch, ATV group ambush police with bottles, bricks at Philly gas station. In Democrat-run New York, hate crimes are up 14.3%. Under Republican Mayor Rudy Giuliani, New York was a jewel of a city, safe and clean. In less than 10 years, two Democrat mayors have driven the city into the dirt. Watch, man attacks unsuspecting victim from behind with baseball bat in NYC. In Democrat-run Dallas, hate crimes are up 3.6%. Dallas has had one Republican mayor since 1995. Only three of America's largest cities saw a decrease in hate crimes. San Diego, which has had a steady mix of Democrat and Republican leadership, Phoenix, and San Antonio. Again, Axios doesn't want its gullible readers to know this. But even smaller Democrat-run cities like Sacramento and Kansas City, Missouri, are seeing a hate crime explosion, 47.4% and 32.3%, respectively. Sacramento hasn't had a Republican mayor in at least 50 years. Kansas City has had one Republican mayor since 1930. This explosion of hate crimes is not an American problem, it's a Democrat Party problem. This explosion is easily explained. Democrats, with no small amount of help from multinational media companies, are focused exclusively on pitting Americans against each other based on skin color, sexual preferences, and gender. This deliberate ginning up of hate is a cynical but effective way to keep the people who live in these cities distracted from the failure of their elected leaders to keep these cities clean, safe, and prosperous. Democrats have run Los Angeles without opposition for decades. According to them, the city should be a utopia. They get everything they want, right? Instead, the city is a cesspool of crime and hate. Los Angeles, the nation's second largest city, had the most reported hate crimes, a record 609, with 195 of those classified as anti-Black, 98 as anti-gay, male, 91 as anti-Jewish and 88 anti-Latino. That's what you call Democrat-on-Democrat hate crimes. Isn't it odd that out here in Magaland, where all the intolerant racists live, where racial minorities are outnumbered by a higher ratio, and where we all own guns, we don't have anywhere near the per capita incidence of hate crimes and gun violence. The tolerant, clean, and safe utopia leftists claim to want already exists. It exists out here in rural, deep red America. If you want hate crimes, pollution, homelessness, and grinding poverty, that's all Democrats have to offer. Maybe this is why racial minorities are fleeing to rural America, to escape all the prejudice and hate that comes with Democrat Party rule. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.